Music of Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks means it's time for another edition of the Our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. It's now 14 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, 23 our current temperature here in central Minnesota, as our theme Musicians Come and Play wraps up right there. And that means it's time for Musicians Come and Play, our 446th edition. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. Again, now 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, 23, our current temperature here in Albany. We have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in. Say good morning to Mr. George Schultz. Good morning, George. How are you?
Morning, Cy. We're doing just great. And hello to everybody out there in music land. And a great, great New Year's.
Absolutely. And, George, you what self-termed yourself as Crazy George. And at first it'll sound a little disrespectful, but tell the listeners how you became Crazy George.
Well, that, you know, that's back in 1994. It goes way back. I was playing down at the La Crosse Fest Grounds, and I was just called George, you know, and all of a sudden somebody came up and said, you know what? We're having such a crazy time with the music. We're going to change your name to Crazy George because we're just having a crazy great time enjoying your music. And all of a sudden somebody says, yeah, that's a great idea. And over the next 30, 40 years, they're just Crazy George because they're adding music. But isn't that what it's about, you know?
That's what it is. Well, George, take us back in time. Where were you born and raised? Give us a little history.
Well, we're born back in Aurora, Illinois in 1943 and grew up and wanted to kind of pick the accordion a little bit when I was about five or six, I went and had an accordion lesson, and my dad had bought me an accordion, and I came home, and after the lesson, I said, that's it, I'm all done. I said, what do you mean, done? And I said, the teacher's too crabby. And that was it. That was the end of the accordion, and then as the years went on, as I grew up, I just kind of got it out of the box often and pushed a couple buttons, and here all these years later, I've been around the world and back, but it's kind of crazy because I have no idea what any of the buttons do. Some of you will say play a C or a G or whatever. I have no idea. But the music comes out.
Yes, it does. And you've put together a CD, and folks are going to get to hear that in our musical treat for Dancy Feet in about 15 minutes. And really, really neat. We're kind of jumping around here, but you recorded with Barefoot Becky and Terry Ard down at Red Ball Productions, and boy, what a great job they do, don't they?
Yeah, they're very good friends of mine, and Barefoot Becky and Terry, we played together for years and years at different restaurants down, and a lot of beautiful memories, a lot of beautiful memories.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. All right. So getting back, jumping right back to the history thing. So you started, you learned, had a lesson, and then you put it away. Did you go on to graduate from high school and college, or how far did you go in schooling?
Yeah, we went. I was in the military academy. We graduated from there.
Okay.
And then from there, we went on to the electronic school. and all that. But my music really started back in 1978 and 79. And I wasn't really playing anything. I just touched around, and I was going to it. I was a hockey commissioner up here in Minneapolis, St. Paul area, and one of our meetings was going to be down at an American Legion, and we went down to American Legion, and one of my buddies, George, plays the accordion, and I said, well, bring it down and play sometime. And I said, I can't do that. I don't play. I have no idea what the button's doing. But he talked me button aside, and the next week I went down to American Legion. I sat in the corner and played for an hour, and all of a sudden the manager called me in the office. I want to talk to you, George. I went in there, and he had a baseball cap, and he had taken up some tips, and he says, listen, he said, we enjoyed your music. We'd like to play down here at the American Legion here in St. Paul Park, Minnesota, for the next 78 Friday nights in a row.
Really?
I thought, wow. I said, I don't even play. I'm going to be playing 78 Friday nights in a row. And he said, yeah. And I said, oh, my gosh. And after about a couple of months from that side, somebody was in the audience, and they said, hey, come over and see us during your break. And I went over, and they said, listen, we're having our 25th wedding anniversary. We'd like you and your band to play for our anniversary. And I looked, and I don't have a band. We'll get one. So I found a banjo player and a drummer, and the next month we played his 25th wedding anniversary. And by the time the night was over, I had three weddings booked. That's how the music really got started.
Okay, very good. Well, yeah. George, if I can ask you to hang on for just a second, we've got a really bad connection, and I'm not getting all the words. So do you have a second phone line? Do you have a home phone line as well?
I do.
Okay.
I
do. Is that the one on the back of the CD?
Yep.
Okay. Why don't we'll hang up, and I'll try calling you back on that. In the meantime, I'm going to put on one of your songs, and I think this one here is a really good one to start with. It's called Schultze's Polka. So we're going to do that, and we'll come back and get you on the other line.
All right. Got it.
All righty. I'll be right back with you.
You bet.
Here you are, Schultze's Polka. Thank you. Music by George Schultz, Crazy George. And here's another one for you, one called Let Me Call You Sweetheart. George Siltz, yes, Crazy George, and Barefoot Becky on the vocal there, and we were visiting with George, and we've got him on the other line now. We're going to get back with George. George, how's this? Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, crystal clear.
Sorry. Yep, and yep, you're coming through every word there, too, now, so we'll continue the conversation, and I'm not sure where we left off, but I think we were talking about back in the days, you had gone to a school. Where did you say you graduated from?
Graduated from the military academy, Army Military Academy in Aurora, Illinois, and part of the military police, and then went on to electronic school, and then eventually started working for the railroad. And then as time went on, music took me around and played just about every event we can imagine. And I was very flattered to be talking with you because one of your first persons that you interviewed was years back was Wally Pickle.
Yeah.
And he was a close friend of mine, and him and I played together at the restaurant, along with Becky and that.
Okay.
So, pretty neat to have the name Wally Pickle as part of your program.
Well, and I'm sure listeners have 100, maybe 1,000 questions, and probably one of them is, how did I find out about you? And kind of a nifty, neat little story. You ran into my son up in Nisswa, Minnesota here, a couple months back, huh?
I did, he was playing some polka music, and I said, "Jeez, I love that polka music you're playing." And he said, "Yeah." He says, "It's part of the family tradition." He says, "My dad's a great polka lover, and that." And I said, "Well, that's so neat." So he gave me one of your CDs, and I gave him a couple of my CDs, and I said, "Give this to your dad's eye." It's a small, small world, you know, how things are meant to be, and you pass lives cross, and it's just, it's so unique. And, you know, polka music a lot of the kids don't know what polka music is anymore, Si. You know, I was at a school not too long ago. I do about 20 or 30 elementary schools, and the music teacher asked me to come and explain what my accordion was to the kids. And so they met me at the front door, and there was 40, 50 kids in the gymnasium. And one of the kids had waving his hand, and I says, "What's your question?" He's about 7 or 8 years old. And he says, "I don't have a question. I just want to tell Crazy George that you don't have to tell us what that thing is around his neck. We know what it is." And I said, "Well, here, I'll let you tell the class for me what I'm playing here." He said, "I'll do that." So he jumps up out of a circle sign, and he looks at the class. He says, "Class, that red thing he has around his neck that has the buttons and everything on it, that's what we call a typewriter."
Oh, boy. So he didn't know what it was.
He had no idea what it was, and he thought it was a typer. But the kids nowadays, the children, don't know what accordions are. You know,
yeah.
When you and a lot of your audience, you went to weddings, there was a live band, there was always an accordion player and polka music. Now we have no idea, you don't see accordions, it's all drums, horns, guitars, and keyboards. another at another school, one of the kids said, "I know how your accordion works." And I said, "How does it work?" And he said, "Well, there's an iPod in there, and it's hooked to a Bose speaker, and it picks up signal out of the heavens up there, and then you just go up to it and get real close and say, 'Alexa, start playing some polka music.'"
The imagination of kids nowadays, huh?
Yeah.
But that's what they're growing up with, so they don't know any different. That is true.
No, they have no idea. They have no idea, and it's like stations, like you're broadcasting polka music out there. You know, we need more of that. You know, and it's just amazing.
You bet.
I always said, Si, that the music can heal the soul and can touch hearts and lives of friends, families, and strangers. And it's like a looking glass into a faraway memory, you know.
That is so true, so true. George, if I can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock, 2 minutes now past the hour of 12 here in central Minnesota. It's time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you, if that's all right.
You bet. We're here.
All right. So, Si here for the St. Joe Meat Market. Now into the new year. Good news. The Vikings are in the playoffs this year, with still some entertaining football being played. Who knows? Could it be the year that the Vikings get deep in the playoffs? It's a great reason to get together with family and friends on these weekends to see who will eventually win the Super Bowl this year. Come into the St. Joe Meat Market for lots of great food ideas. There's everything from homemade meatballs, cooked and uncooked, the little cocktail hot dogs and sausages that can be served in barbecue sauce. Meat and cheese trays are always a hit, and they come in three standard sizes. There are many jerky snack sticks and summer sausage chubs in various flavors. Great for with a box of crackers. The possibilities are endless for entertaining when you come into the St. Joe Meat Market. Always, for more information or to place your order, call 320-363-4913. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our specials on our webpage, www.stjoesofmeatmarket.com. And that's the St. Joe Meat Market, downtown St. Joseph, Minnesota. George, for being our guest on the program, and that's how it works. We put up a nice package at the meat market. We send that out to you along with Chasm. Hope that you and your wife, Joyce, and those around you enjoy it in good health. How does that sound?
Sounds great, Si, and thanks for all you do and bringing music out to everyone and beautiful songs that everybody grew up with, you know, Red Wing Polkas and Heaven There's No Beer and 808s and beautiful songs that share memories and make the world a little happier place. Thanks again for what you do.
And really neat, George. You made a trip up to the St. Joe Meat Market here back in December. Got to meet you and your wife, Joyce, and got to tour you around the place a little bit. And was a nice, nice day, wasn't it?
Oh, wow. Very educational. And there's a lot that goes into it that I don't think people realize. And you guys do a great job and a great service to the community.
Well, thank you so much, George. So, you have so many stories and so much to tell. We can't possibly squeeze it into 15 or 20 minutes here, but you gave me a book, and it's written by your granddaughter. And it's called, George the Accordion Man or something like that? And what an honor, huh, to have your granddaughter write a book about you, huh?
Yeah, it was really surprising. Every time she came down to visit, she'd ask me questions about things around the house, about an accordion or something that was hanging a picture on the wall or something. And I had no idea, but she had her phone turned on and she was recording it all. And then she would get back to, she lived up in Duluth, Minnesota. And when she got back up there, she'd type it up. And it took her about 3 years. And not too long ago, she said, "Here you are, Grandpa, and here's my life story about playing music."
It's called A Man and His Accordion. And you have more available that I could get if the listeners want to call me and get them from me, or can they get them directly from you, or how does it work?
I can connect. You just let me know, and I can connect it.
Okay. That sounds good. It's really neat. It's full of stories. And you can tell us, share a couple of them with us. You've been asked to play for people on their deathbed and people with disabilities, and boy, what an honor, huh?
Yeah, because everybody thinks that polka music and accordion music is for beer bashes and wild parties and crazy things, but it's more than that. It's going out and touching lives of people on their deathbeds and kids going through chemotherapy at the hospital and things like that. Yeah, I get calls for a lot of people that are in hospice and that, and I play by their beds, and that's what it's about, more so than all those crazy wild parties. And yet, but of course, wild and crazy parties are fun too.
Absolutely.
But it's touching everybody's life through music.
You bet. Well, through the years, you've played with several bands or been a part of several bands, and now I understand you do a lot of strolling, a lot of individual or just two-piece. How is it going these days?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of strolling. We do do a lot down in La Crosse, and I do 30, 40, 50 nursing homes and 30 schools a year in the University of Wisconsin, It used to play at 5 different restaurants, but COVID kind of taken care of that and shut those all places down. But we do get out to out with the people, and we have a lot of phone calls, and then I do a lot for Chippewa Falls and for Lanny Cuckoo Beer and that too. So we're still busy, even though the pandemic has slowed things down a little bit.
Well, George, and I was going to ask you what accordion you play, but you've got a neat story in the book, and maybe you could share that quickly with the listeners. You have a good friend that we know about up in Duluth, Minnesota, and he made the arrangements to get an accordion for you from across the ocean. And tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I was playing up in Duluth at Oktoberfest for a long time with a guy by the name of Frank, and I knew he was an accordion player and didn't know a whole lot about him, but I got to know him, and then he was saying, hey, I'm going to go back home, and there's a guy, my neighbor, builds accordions, and he can maybe make an accordion for you out of bird's eye maple and ivory. And I said, where's that at, Frank? And he said, well, in Sylvania. So I said, well, yeah, that'd be great. He said, well, you'll have to figure out a way to get it over here. And then about 6 months later, he called me and said, hey, George, your accordion is ready in Sylvania, and you'll have to get it over here somehow. And I said, well, okay, I'll call Federal Express or UPS or something. And all of a sudden, he calls, or I get a phone call at night and says, hey, this is Lieutenant Colonel Johnson from the United States Air Force, and we know you have an accordion in Sylvania, and we'd like to fly it over in a fighter jet. And all you'd have to do is play for the United States Air Force in a fighter wing building here on such and such a date. And I said, well, I can do that. But to make a long story short, Frank also worked in the military and was part of the fighter wing command and the Air Force, and he was retiring. So the Air Force thought it'd be nice to have the fighter jets and everybody come in, throw a party for him. But then they thought he needed accordion music, since on the sidelines he get accordion with the Sylvanian All-Stars, and that's how that came about. Next time I went over there, and here these fighter jets are coming in, and guys are climbing down, and we got polka music going, and it's just absolutely beautiful, an accordion, and like I say, made out of bird's eye maple and ivory, and these are stories that just are so neat.
Yeah,
to be able to live them. And
You would have to agree. The good Lord has blessed us, huh?
Yes, he sure has. Yep.
You bet. Well, our time is running down. I always ask each musician for a story or a memory, and of course we've been sharing a few already, but maybe you could share another one with us, something that's special in your heart with the music or whatever part of your life. You come up with whatever you have.
Well, I got zillions of stories. One of the stories, I had a call one night, and the guy said, "Hey, George, this is Willie and Billy calling." And I said, "I don't know no Willie and Billy." And they said, "Well, yeah, and from Harley Davidson." And I said, "I don't know." And they said, "Well, we want to put you to work for Harley Davidson." And I said, "I have the moped at home. I don't have no a motorcycle. You want me to work for Harley Davidson?" And Willie and Billy said, "Yeah, we're Willie and Billy, and we own Harley Davidson. We'd like you to play for a hog rally." We got 300 bikers starting up in Mississippi. Comes up, and then we're going to go down to Minneapolis, and then down to La Crosse, and then down to Iowa. And I said, "Well, I can do that." So I prayed for 300 bikers coming in on their motorcycles, and a lot of beautiful, crazy, wonderful stories to share with everybody. You bet.
And you probably haven't made your entire living on the accordion music, but most recently you have been doing a lot. What was your day job back in the days?
What was my what back in the days?
Your day job?
Oh, yeah. My real day job at one time was the railroad.
Oh, yes.
I was the railroad administrator for Burlington Northern Santa Fe, and my territory covered from Minneapolis, St. Paul, down to La Crosse, and then down to Chicago and Galesburg, Illinois. And field administrator, but really what that was make sure all the trainmen and everybody were happy.
Okay.
Yeah, I even think they used to take my accordion out to the tracks and play for them as they were climbing down the ladders and stuff when they were retiring and so forth. And
oh, nice.
A lot of memories.
That's wonderful. What does the schedule look like these days? Yeah, you got a lot of work lined up?
Yeah, more so I got Triple Law, and I got La Crosse, and I got a lot of nursing homes, and of course I do a lot of schools and that. So we're keeping busy. We're not gone every night of the week like we used to be before the pandemic, but that's okay too a little bit, because it's kind of fun to slow. Maybe it's time to slow down a little bit, and I don't have to drive around in a snowstorm or 11, 12 o'clock at night coming home from a gig now. More on the daytime.
Yeah, and you and I find out that we're not 20 anymore, huh?
I say, gotta take more vitamins.
Yeah. Very, very good, George. Well, it's just been a real pleasure having you on the radio show, and I tell every guest that if the good Lord is willing, you know, he keeps us around here for more time, we'll do this thing again. How does that sound?
You bet, Sian. It's great to get to talk to you and be part of your family, and it's just what it's about. Great. And say hi to Janet. And again, thanks for the opportunity to share with your listeners a little bit about what polka music is all about, touching lives through memories.
You bet. And our son Kyle up there in Nisswa, he's listening in too. And I give a shout out to him. He was the one that had you on his shuttle bus, and that's how things got started.
I'm going to come back up there in two, three, four weeks, and I'm going to call him up, and we're going to take another trip.
There you go. Well, you have a great day, George. Happy New Year to you and Joyce and your family, and I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment, if that's all right.
Okay, thanks again, Si. Take
all
care.
Right, and there he goes, Crazy George. Yes, George Schultz, our 446th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. We've got more music coming up by Crazy George in just a moment. Thank you. Larry Rezavian is out of town checks with our theme wrapping up right there. Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 446th edition of our Musicians Come and Play. Crazy George, yes, George Schiltz out of, I believe it's Shakopee, Minnesota. And boy, what a wonderful guy, and just a great interview there. So much information to share. Can't possibly get it in one show. We'll have George back again down the road sometime. Right now, we're going to come back with George, and here's one called the Red Wing Polka. George Schiltz, Crazy George. George Schiltz and one called the Red Wing Polka. Polka time continues right now. It's one called In Heaven There Is No Beer.
Ziggy, 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 ziggy.
Hoi, hoi, hoi.
Ziggy, 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 ziggy.
Hoi, hoi.
George Shiltz, yes, and a great rendition of In Heaven There Is No Beer. 22 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 23 degrees. We're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Jeannie Bonfig and the gang over at Jeannie B's, and definitely wanting to send out New Year's wishes to all of the Chasm listeners. And once again, Jeannie B's Tours wants to thank their guests for traveling with them in 2022. Jeannie B has been very busy finishing details for 2023 tours. Now is the time to ensure that you have a seat on the April 10th Ark Encounter Experience Tour and the April 19th Spring Branson Music Fest Tour. Here's some exciting news. There are 6 seats available for the Alaska Call of the Wild Tour in June. Don't miss this exciting opportunity to travel with Jeannie B's as they fly from Minneapolis to Anchorage, Alaska for a week-long awesome adventure. Call Jeannie at 320-345-1581 today to grab the last seats there for Alaska 2023. Now you can plan to attend the Jeannie B's Tours, Meets and Greets, and Restaurants in your area the last 2 weeks of February. At the meet and greets, pick up your 2023 tour schedule, visit with Jeannie about the upcoming tour itineraries. Plan to attend at Jill's Cafe in Richmond, the River Inn in Cold Spring, Kay's Kitchen in St. Joe, Log Cabin Cafe in Avon, Delish Coffee Shop in Freeport, Tutti Frutti in Sauk Center, American Legion in Melrose. Follow Facebook, Chasm, Jeannie B's Tours website, or call Jeannie B's 320-345-1581 for dates and times for the meet and greets that works for you. Invite your friends to join you for coffee, treats, registration for door prizes, and lots of interesting information about the Canadian Rockies Glacier, Banff and Lake Louise, Tulip Time in Holland, Michigan, Colors of New England Fall, Rails and Trails, Landscapes, and Lighthouses of Coastal Maine, the Mississippi 100-Mile Fall Celebration, Bell River Cruise, Oktoberfest, and the Smoky Mountains, including the exceptional production of the Passion Play in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. My goodness, there's information here. You're going to want to call Jeannie. Yes, you do. And make sure that you get the trip that you've been looking for. Again, Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, 320-345-1581. If having tons of fun is on your list, call Jeannie. Call her soon. And she proudly brings us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. We're coming up on 25 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 23, our current temperature here in Albany. Music continues. And here's a real neat song. It's called Dose a Beer. And if you're enjoying what you're hearing, yes, George did leave me a bunch of these CDs. I have them for sale at the St. Joe Meat Market, and I'll be getting them on our website real soon. So just get a hold of me. We'll be happy to get you a copy. So here you go. George Shiltz. Yes, Crazy George. And Dose a Beer.
A beer, a Mexican beer.
Ray,
the guy behind the bar.
Me,
the guy I buy beer for.
Bye,
a long way to the bar.
So,
I think I'll have a beer.
La,
la, la, la, la, la, la.
Me,
the guy I buy beer
Very cute song there. One called Dosa Beer. And of course, that's to the melody from The Sound of Music. So pretty neat. All right, more music on the way. Here's one called The Happy Wanderer, George Siltz. George Siltz, yes, Crazy George, and one called The Happy Wanderer, and of course you recognize the voice there. That was Barefoot Becky doing the vocal on The Happy Wanderer. 28 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, we're at 23 degrees here in central Minnesota. Right now, here is one called A German Medley, Crazy George, George Siltz.
And du, du, liegt mir im Sinn. Du, du, magst mehr viel Schmerzen, weißt nicht, wie gut ich dir bin. Ja, 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 weißt nicht, wie gut ich dir bin. Ja, 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 weißt nicht, wie gut ich dir bin. You are in my heart always, you, you fill my thoughts too. Break my heart all days, don't know how good I'm for you. Yes, 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 don't know how good I'm for you. Yes, 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 don't know how good I'm for you. Augustine, 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 ach du lieber Augustine, alles ist hin, Geld ist hin, Mädel ist hin, all ist hin, Augustine, ach du lieber Augustine, alles ist hin. Oh, my dear friend Augustine, 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 oh, my dear friend Augustine, I just can't win. My money's gone, my girlfriend's gone, I just can't win, Augustine. Oh, my dear friend Augustine, I just can't win. Mein Hut, er hat drei Ecken hat mein Hut, und hat er nicht drei Ecken, denn es ist nicht mein Hut. My hat, it has three corners has my hat, and if it has not three corners, then it is not my hat.
Very familiar, very, their rendition of the German medley. And that's George Shultz, along with, I believe that was Terry Ard on the vocal on that German medley. Time for just a couple more selections. Right now we're going to do one. This one is called the Beer Barrel Polka, George Shultz.
Thank you.
song of good cheer. Now's the time to roll a barrel, for the gang's all here.
Crazy George, George Schultz there with the Beer Barrel Polka. 22 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 23 degrees here in central Minnesota. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet. Going to do that with a nice German waltz tune. It's one called Edelweiss. George Schultz. Crazy George Schultz, and that was Barefoot Becky on the vocal there on Edelweiss, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM.